13. Little Boat. Her seat on the upper deck of this British Airways 747 subsides into a bed that makes her think of a little boat, a coracle of hexal and teak-finish laminate. She's nearest the nose, no other seating units in her line of sight. The cabin is like some optimally comfy cube farm, a cluster of automated, supremely ergonomic workstation enclosures. It feels as though, with just a little more engineering, they could simultaneously tube-feed you and tidally exhaust the resulting wastes. However, many hours in the air now, her watch tucked ritually out of sight, dinner served, lights dimmed, she imagines her soul bobbing stupidly, somewhere back over the concrete of Heathrow, its invisible tether spooling steadily out of her. As does a certain degree of fear, she notes, now that she knows they must be far out over an ocean where no human agents threaten. For most of her life, flying, she'd felt most vulnerable right here, suspended in a void above trackless water. But now her conscious flying fears are about things that might be arranged to happen over populous human settlements, fears of ground-to-air, of scripted CNN moments. But commercial aircraft have also been problematic for Case in another way, with their endless claustrophobic repetition of the carrier's logo. BA has never been particularly difficult, but Virgin, with its multi-pronged product associations, is completely impossible. Her biggest problem with BA now, she reminds herself, is a more ordinary one. No movies she'd ever consider watching in the armrest DVD. She's under a personally enforced video news ban in effect now for some time. She's neglected to bring anything to read, and sleep refuses to come. With London receding and Tokyo still largely unimagined, unremembered, she sits up cross-legged in the center of her narrow little bed and knuckles her eyes, feeling like a bedridden child, just well enough to be utterly restless. Then she remembers Big N's iBook with its bright new Heathrow security sticker. She hauls the nylon case up from the floor and opens it. She had spent 20 minutes the night before poking around on the desktop, but now for the first time she notices an unmarked CD-ROM that proves on insertion to be a searchable database of all of FFF. Whoever does these things for Big End has also provided, on the hard drive, a complete collection of the footage and her three favorite edits, one of them by Filmy and Maurice. Still sitting cross-legged, she makes a sticky, copy CD for Ivy. Ivy's wanted a searchable database of the forum almost since the forum began, because the free software that allows her to keep the site up isn't searchable, and she hasn't had anyone willing or able to do the compiling. Posters have bookmarked their favorite threads and swapped them, but there's been no way to trace a particular topic or theme through the site's evolution.